Okay, now let's get the teacher's perspective on school opening in Boston as we hear from Jessica Tang, president of the Boston Teachers Union. Hi, Jessica. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
So the superintendent says that she's found teachers to generally be supportive of the school district's decision to start this school year off remotely. Is that what you're hearing from your members, support for that decision?
Yes, absolutely, because we need to ensure that our physical facilities are safe for everyone before we go back into the schools. And so we're checking to make sure, you know, is there PPE in the building? What are the facilities looking like in terms of hand sanitizer? And there's a lot of logistical preparations that have to happen before anybody should be going in back into our buildings because of the decades of deferred maintenance, unfortunately.
So are all school buildings safe and ready for teachers?
No, not at this time. There are some schools that are in great condition and I think are very close to being ready. And there are others that we do think need some significant work still. And so we'll be working very hard to ensure the safety of all of our students and educators.
We know the pandemic has brought issues of education inequality to the forefront in Boston and across the Commonwealth, really. What are you hearing from teachers and parents about that?
I mean, number one is just the technology divide. So again, we are working really hard to ensure that all of our students have the technology they need, and not just the technology, but also the Wi-Fi they need. There are also gaps in the types of materials and resources and other educational opportunities. A lot of our families that do struggle with housing insecurity and food insecurity, or the struggles that come along with what's happening right now with this pandemic, whether it be access to healthcare or job insecurity, that those also contribute to the gaps. And so those are all things that we are thinking about.
Given those major issues facing a lot of Boston parents, it makes me wonder if you feel that Boston teachers are going to reach all the students they need to reach effectively in the remote learning environment. Sounds like that's not going to be the case.
I want to be clear. Remote learning in the spring was not consistent. The quality was all over the place because, again, we were in a global pandemic and trying to learn how to teach remotely overnight. I do think that this fall it's going to be much more improved. And as we continue to try new pedagogies and best practices when it comes to remote learning, it will continue to get better. With that being said, we have many students who are high needs special education, for example, who may be on the autism spectrum, et cetera, where they do need in-person services. We do need to differentiate our capacity to ensure that our highest needs students are getting what they need in order to address the inequities that already existed in first place and those gaps that we just talked about as well.
The Boston School Plan calls for in-person classes to resume no sooner than October 1st. Is that a realistic goal? Do you think that there will be in-person classes in school buildings by October 1? Will it occur at all this calendar year, do you think?
Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, again, a lot of this is dependent on the positivity rates in our community. And so long as the rates are low, I do believe that there can and should be in-person learning. However, if certain neighborhoods continue to rise in terms of their rates, then I think that we have to, again, think about health and safety first, because this really is a life and death situation, and nobody should be unnecessarily exposing themselves to unsafe situations.
Jessica Tang, president of the Boston Teachers Union, thanks for speaking to us and good luck.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.